Welcome to the University of the Free State Career Services podcast, where we talk to experts about the ins and outs of jobs and share tips that will give you a grip on your future career.
Good morning to our podcast listeners. Welcome to the Career Services Podcast. I'm your host, your interviewer, Lerato Mokati, and I have Cody Rogers, who's joining us virtually today. Cody, how are you feeling? How are you?
I am superb. Thank you, Lerato. How are you?
I'm great. I'm actually looking forward to talking with you. I see you have extensive bio. You sent us your bio, and I already am quite intrigued because you are in the field that I personally wanted to go in and still want to go in. So
great.
I really am looking forward to this conversation because I'm going to learn a lot from this conversation. Currently, right now, you're a clinical manager at a global clinical research organization. So CRO. That is based in Bloemfontein, right?
Correct. So I'm a clinical project manager with a global clinical research organization, correct?
Yes. Okay, you're going to tell us a little bit about what it means. But also, I see that you have your master's in social sciences degree specializing in psychology, right?
Correct.
And at some point, you led a data team. That's how I imagine this is how you got to your position right now. You led a data team at a large-scale clinical trial, and then later on became a project manager for CRO.
Correct. That's sort of the career projection in a nutshell.
Yes. And now I'm quite interested on the jump from master's in psychology into now going into working for CRO as a clinical project manager.
Sure. So the jump is quite a big one, I must say.
Yes.
Obviously, when you complete a Master of Social Science degree with specialization in psychology, I think the general perception or idea is that you're going to move into a field within that realm. So psychology, yes. Typically clinical or counseling psychology, that's not the route that I chose to take. Instead, I sort of focused more on the research with my master's, and I completed a research master's in 2019 on the predictors of prison adjustment amongst male incarcerated offenders. So I actually worked at a private maximum security correctional center for my research. And during that year, I sort of made the determination regarding where my strengths lie, and that's pretty much more in the research-focused world. So in 2020, I was looking for a big career move. I was working at the varsity at the time, but I wanted to really sort of step into the working world, make myself known, and sort of get into an actual career that I could build for the next 20, 25 years at least.
Yes.
And so I decided to make the move into clinical research, which I guess in some ways it can be considered quite similar to the research-focused background that I had, which was very much data-oriented, data management, things like that. But this now was more focused on clinical trials and much closely aligned with the clinical industry, so running clinical trials for large-scale pharmaceutical companies.
You see, now that makes sense. Now I understand how you jumped from having your master's specializing in psychology, because you were focusing now on the research and you saw that that's what you love, was the research aspect of it. So that makes a lot of sense. Could you please just simply, in layman's terms, break down exactly what you do? I'm sure our listeners have questions. What does a clinical manager do? What are clinical trials? What's going on? What are you talking about? Yes.
Sure. So it's quite a tricky topic to try to break down in just a couple of minutes, I must say. So just to put it into context for you, clinical trials are basically large-scale studies that are run with patients. So my company or my CRO solely works with patients, so not an animal-focused trial or anything like that. And essentially the intention is to determine things like the safety, tolerability, and efficacy of certain study drugs or pharmaceutical products. So if you think of a very generic drug, so for example, paracetamol, right, or aspirin. At some point, we needed to have subjects or patients that were enrolled in a study to determine the safety, tolerability, and efficacy of that particular drug. So that's sort of the clinical trial world, and it takes a very long time for a drug to get to development and to actually be rolled out onto the market so that it can be consumed by patients and then, of course, potentially enhance the quality of their lives, right?
Yeah.
So what I do as a project manager is I'm responsible for managing the rollout of the clinical trial from a data management perspective.
Okay.
So essentially, I work as the interface between the CRO and our build team that's responsible for sort of building the clinical trial and the client, who is typically known as a sponsor in the CRO world.
Mm.
And they essentially fund or sponsor the whole clinical trial. And the goal at the end of the day is to ensure that there's some sort of, not to ensure, but the hope is that there's some sort of breakthrough so that you can drive healthcare forward and really contribute to the lives of, and many times, chronically ill patients.
Yes. So you are the lady behind the safety of us just taking a popping a pill. You do all the hard work in the background.
So if you think about it, if you take a look at the pamphlet inside a box,
yes,
of a medication,
uh-huh,
right?
Yeah.
We are the team that sort of will map out exactly what those indications are or those, side effects might be of a drug because we've, yes, studied that.
Yes. Oh, those papers, and they are long, written in fine print because you have a lot to say probably about the pill.
Truly.
So now I hear that you've chosen a career path, right? Were there any doubts that you had regarding your decision taking this route into research and not maybe exploring the psychological side of your studies?
I think the real traditional approach with psychology as your foundation is to, as I say, go into a clinical or counseling psychology approach.
Right.
And
yes,
that's sometimes what's expected of you as a student at some point. But I have not doubted my decision to date to move into the more research-focused world, the more data-driven practices.
Mm.
This is something that I'm fascinated by, that I love, that's incredibly challenging. To try to map out the challenges would truly take a good couple of days because there's an infinite number of things that could potentially go wrong in a clinical trial, as you can imagine.
Yes.
But there are also, conversely, an infinite number of really incredible, amazing breakthroughs that you can see as well in patient data. So I've not doubted my decision at all. I've been very happy with the move, and it's been incredibly fulfilling on a personal and a professional level to be involved in this work.
That's beautiful. Just hearing you talk about this, I can tell, no doubt whatsoever. So that's very, very good. So tell us a little bit, in your job, if you said there's a lot of things that can go wrong, there are a lot of things that can go right as well. But I'm sure there are parts of your job that you'd be like, no, not this. So can you please just tell us a little bit about the worst parts of the job that you do, for you personally?
Sure. I think that there's a big challenge with this job is that it requires you to be incredibly flexible, incredibly agile. It requires you to adjust and pivot on a dime.
Mm.
You don't get much notice, and you have to change, adjust your processes and do things differently. And you have to think in new ways constantly.
Mm.
So I think that this is a pro, definitely, but it can also be sometimes a con in some ways, because just once you've started to master a process, once you've become familiar with something, once you feel like you've seen everything that there is to see about, a way to roll out a process, something changes.
Yes.
And then you have to pivot and adjust, and it becomes, obviously a relearning experience again.
Mm.
So you have to be a lifelong learner with this job, absolutely.
Sounds like you can't be too comfortable. When you feel
absolutely
like you're too comfortable,
not,
something is going wrong. You can't be too comfortable. Okay, and then what makes up for all of those challenging parts of your job?
For me personally, I think the fact that you are encouraged and consistently pushed to learn. I mean, you're challenged every single day.
Mm.
You're pushed out of your comfort zone. You're forced to interact on difficult topics. Forced to use problem-solving skills, critical thinking skills. You're forced to think innovatively. And so these are things that obviously require a lot of effort. Just to put it quite bluntly, my job doesn't require a lot of physical work, but mentally it's a lot of focus, a lot of self-discipline, a lot of, time spent trying to resolve an issue. And that can be quite challenging. But then on the flip side, it's incredibly rewarding when things do work out, when you can look back and you can see the progress that you've made in terms of identifying a problem and then finally coming to a resolution. And then you know what the resolution is, and you can implement that on other trials or studies moving forward.
Well, that does sound very, I think people would like to think that challenges are, the negatives are the challenges. But I like how you approach it, saying even the challenge is the best part of my job. So you run towards danger. You are the fight, not the flight kind of lady.
That's my goal. That's my goal. Honestly, every day I strive to embrace the challenges, embrace the failures, embrace the disappointments, because I found at least that you learn a lot from those. Mm-hmm. When things are going really smoothly and it's all, you know, going well and going exactly according to plan, you're not learning much. You're just executing a plan, essentially. But when things go kind of sideways and when it just feels like things are going downhill fast, I find that that's when the learning happens, and that's what I'm after.
How did this job change your perspective of life, the way you live?
I think all jobs sort of come to serve a role in your life. This particular one has served me in many ways and has broadened my thinking around life in general, and actually far beyond the working world, to be honest with you. I'm somebody that's incredibly driven, motivated, self-disciplined intrinsically, almost to the point where you will compromise on several other things to ensure that you do a good job.
Yeah.
But this job has taught me that it's okay to, you're good enough, and your best on any given day is truly your best. You don't have to be beating yourself up about not doing enough or not feeling like you've done enough. I think it's okay to have a life outside of work. And I think particularly the company on the CRO that I work for now, that's fostered very much in the work culture. Mm. I know that other people are not as fortunate to work for companies that have that same philosophy or that same approach to employee management, where it's just about like work, get it done, get it done, get it done. But I think for people that are already very intrinsically motivated and very driven on their own, you actually need a company or an organization that kind of helps you to tone it down. So you don't have to always be so intense about everything. Nothing is that serious.
Nothing is that serious. I like what you just said right now. And I think that's something our listeners should take in, that your schooling, your job, that's not your whole life. But then there's a lot to learn from those experiences as well. You love your job. I can see that in your eyes, that you love your job. But what else would you rather be doing? If you weren't doing, if you weren't a clinical project manager right now for CRO, what else would you be doing?
Something that I would love to do, which is actually something that I did sort of like delve into and dabble in a couple of years ago, was life coaching. But at the time, I just felt, you know, I was in my mid-20s and at that stage, and I just felt, you know, what does a 25-year-old potentially have to offer to the world? And the answer now is a lot. I mean, I know that. But I also feel that with life experience and, you know, sort of the more people you engage with and you become a bit more wise the older you get. I'm not saying that for myself now. I'm saying that for 10, 20 years' time. So in the future, I'd like to sort of build up a little life coaching sort of portal, essentially, and coach people on a casual basis, nothing formal, nothing necessarily therapeutic related or treatment related, for example, but really just sort of providing coping mechanisms, things like that, you know, it's focusing on adjustment. That's something that I'm also really passionate about.
I really think you'd be really awesome at that. I feel motivated and life coached already just sitting and listening to me.
Okay. I'm happy to hear it.
We have reached the segment of the part of our segment where we have fire questions, okay? So these are going to be rapid questions I'm going to ask you. Please don't think about it. It has to be quick. There's a ticking time bomb behind. If you take too long, I'm going to blow up. Okay, ready for our fire questions?
Fire away.
I can't live without?
A key inbox.
But my secret weapon is?
Prioritizing my working day.
I always have?
A mentor.
I will never
forget to give credit where credit is due.
I hope
to never be scared of failure.
Amazing. Thank you. That's at the end of our questions. I love the first answer. Clean inbox.
Totally.
It's so important. People always mess that up. But thank you. Thank you so, so much for spending time with us and taking time out of your busy schedule to take us in this interview. I hope you have a brilliant day. And our listeners, I hope that you guys were able to take in some fruitful information here and also apply it in your daily workspace or in your future going forward. Thank you so, so much, Cody, for sitting with us. I hope you enjoyed the interview.
Thank you so much.
And please enjoy the rest of your day.
Alrighty. Take care.
That's it for now. Listen to all our episodes to make sure that you get into the fast lane of career success.